I was just saying. Heavenly Father, we do thank you. We praise you for the great God that you are. And again, we just are amazed at what you've done for us. We thank you for your Son that you sent to die upon a cross for us. We pray, God, that you would be with us today. Just help us to recognize that you are in charge and to follow the will that you put before us, God. We pray for wisdom that we'd be able to make decisions to be pleasing to you, and lift those that are not only here at the county, but throughout the state and the government, through our federal government. Just be with all those, God. Lift up those that may need your helping, healing, and guiding hand, and pray again for them. And I know each one has people that come to mind. We talk about those that need your healing hand, God. Just lift that up to you and pray that you be with them. Give us guidance in all that we do. These things we ask in your Son's name.
Amen. Mrs. White, you want to lead us in a Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have no public comment. Let's see, I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, June 5th, 2017, 9:03 a.m. Let's see, under commission remarks, Mrs. Duckworth with Emergency Management. Come on up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Friday afternoon, probably, well, close to the close of business, we did get a presidentially approved federal disaster declaration. It's for both individual assistance and public assistance. The individual assistance will provide assistance to the residents, and it can potentially provide help with temporary housing, housing repairs, replacement of household items, things like that. It also includes opportunity for Small Business Administration low-interest loans. Those are both for businesses and for homeowners and residents. We are encouraging everyone to call the 1-800-621-FEMA, which is 3362. They're open from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. But they're going to need, when they make that call, their Social Security number, an address they can be contacted, a phone number where they can be reached, but then also the address of the affected property and a description of the damages and any insurance information they may have. You can also go online to disasterassistance.gov and take care of that as well. There will be a deadline. It's typically 60 days from the date of the declaration to register. And after that time period, that the registration will close. I spoke with FEMA this morning. They're going to have what they call disaster recovery assistance teams in the area. They arrived in Kansas City, which is where FEMA Region 7's office is, and they'll either be in the area this afternoon, but most definitely by in the morning, and they'll start going into neighborhoods. The things, we just really encourage everybody to check for ID. They should display photo ID. If they're not displaying photo ID, ask for it. And then we're working to set up a disaster recovery center in the next few days. They've asked for that information. That's a place where everyone can go to one location and get help filling out any paperwork that they have. The paperwork, we really want everybody to fill out every bit of paperwork that they receive in the packet from FEMA. Some of it is going to be a low interest loan application, which turns some people off, but they really need to fill out all of the paperwork they get, or it can mean they're not eligible for anything. On the county side, for infrastructure, we also got the public assistance, which will take care of roads, utilities, things like that. They'll schedule what's called applicant briefings for those. There'll probably be just a couple of those around the region, and so it'll require travel for anybody that wants to apply, any governmental agency that wants to apply. And then they'll do a kickoff meeting after the applicant briefing where they will come to each jurisdiction. So. Any questions?
That's great news.
So we're just started in the process. I think the period of disaster is April 28th. They closed to May 11th. So anybody that experienced flooding damage between April 28th and May 11th, which unfortunately the flash flooding event in Branson that happened the weekend before this past weekend is outside of that time frame.
It was April 28th to May 11th. Mm-hmm.
I will keep you guys updated with any additional information. And as far as the public assistance, the infrastructure, the applicant briefing for the county, just one of us has to attend. Usually somebody from the emergency management office goes, and that means that every county agency, road and bridge, sheriff's office, anybody is represented.
Did you say what kind of – do they give a – is it a low-interest loan for the –
The low-interest loan is the first option for businesses and residents.
Come up with the government.
The government is just a 75-25 split on reimbursement.
Who will determine where the disaster recovery center will be?
They are asking for that information. We got an email this morning asking for that information through emergency management. They're looking for just a centralized location that's ADA compliant. And then FEMA, they just want to listen. FEMA will make those contacts, and they'll determine the most suitable location.
Is that where they set up at Lowe's last time?
They've set up before in the city of Branson and also in the city of Hollister. They've used the train depot in Hollister before, and they've used the Lutheran Church in Branson in the past.
What was the thing that they had set up at Lowe's?
I am not sure, but it wouldn't have done. They like to
use. It was FEMA. I don't know.
I don't know what that one would have been, because they like to use either, you know, not really commercial properties, right, unless that's the only thing that works.
Gotcha.
So we'll send them a list of centrally located places and let them pick
where they go.
And then you said that during the public assistance, the applicant briefing, mm-hmm, is that something that you would go to represent the county?
Yes.
Okay.
I will, Chris and I will probably attend that. It will take care of every office in the county that incurred cost. And then when they do the kickoff meeting, which would be here in the county, we will invite each of those offices that have cost, and they'll have to make contacts with FEMA, and we'll start the paperwork process. So unfortunately, we've getting pretty efficient at the FEMA paperwork process. So.
All right.
How long do you anticipate normally before they determine the place?
For the disaster recovery,
yes,
center? They want that information by mid-morning to start making those decisions. Taney and Newton County are the first on their list to get one opened up, so I would imagine they probably want it done within like a week or so and have it open.
Good. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 445302 through 445367. No warrants and one transfer.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for May 30th, 2017.
Move to approve the previous meeting minutes for May 30th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Road petitions.
Are some of these the ones that are contingent upon
these? Yeah, these are the ones that we tabled and we're going to bring back to you in June.
Thank you.
The first map I give you there on Blackberry, that's in off Spring Creek Road there, Fall Creek. That gentleman come in, the petitioner, and wanted to pull that petition. He was unwilling. We'd done a survey on that road to find out what all was in there within the right-of-way, and we had concrete pillars, we had retaining wall, a few trees and different things, and they were unwilling to move that. He had too much money invested with that, so he just wanted to pull, so we want to deny that petition at this time.
That's Blackberry?
That's on Blackberry.
Move to deny Blackberry.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now, a couple more that we had, and I had on my notes table to bring back in June, was this is over in Mill Creek subdivision off Jefferson, and it's Fisher Springs Road, Gristmill. I haven't dealt with the homeowners on them particular two short streets. They dead-ended, but I do need to meet with the contractor. He is in the process of working on the connecting that loop that was unfinished, so I'm going to meet with him. So right now, I continue to have that table for the time being on those two roads. The other map I give you, Box Elder and Hedge Path, we discussed them. And I also had residents come in last week, and I talked to them. They would like to have that road taken all the way through in that short portion of Hedge Path. There are three residents that their addresses are addressed to Box Elder. They're basically one home on that portion of Hedge Path. The one gentleman, they're all willing to donate the necessary right-of-way to finish that road out and pay for the survey on that particular road. I don't know if we can bring that road up. They had discussed when I met with them last week that that road at one time was drivable through there. And I don't know if that was under Forsyth Special Road District at that time when it was used. I know we never had maintained Box Elder, so.
I checked with some of the residents on another, and they said that when Forsyth Special, when they didn't know it was Forsyth Special, but that the road district used to plow down through.
I know we took over Forsyth Special in the very early 80s, I believe 81, so I don't know what was done prior to that, but anyway, that was many years ago. They are willing to have us taking a portion and make a turnaround up there at the last mobile home, which is, you know, she's moving her cursor around. Be about midway of Box Elder, which is kind of on the top of the hill right there. And then it goes down through a dip and then goes back uphill and connects into Hedge Path.
How many feet of Hedge Path is that, would you say?
Probably 250 feet at the most. It's not very long from the